producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Turning succotash into, let's see, what would be better than succotash?
Like succotash
is great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Suffering succotash?
Suffering succotash. Let's take the suffering out of the succotash. It's 7 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler here aptly helping us, commenting and looking and overviewing and steering us in the right direction when it comes to what we know and what we don't know. I don't mind. What's the old expression? Well, there is actually something very... I learned something very good this summer about knowing what I don't know and understanding that if you don't know what you don't know, it's good. But if you don't know that you don't know, then it's confusing.
You know, I actually, for some reason, understood that, which scares me.
Good for you, Richie.
I'm not sure. Good for you is right.
I actually followed that.
Good for you, Richie. All right, let's see if we can follow what the president said last night, or more importantly, the words that have been going back and forth between the president, his attorney general, the public. For those of you who are just joining us, I went to a lecture last night by Deepak Chopra, and I was enormously influenced by it in many different ways. The focus of his work at the moment are genes, genetics, the genome project, and how it affects our health and our well-being and our attitudes toward life, pretty much everything, and how deeply seated the genetic makeup is in our persona. It doesn't just go back to your parents and grandparents and the family line. It goes back through the history of mankind. So I apply that information or knowledge here as I look to, I preferred to go to the Deepak Chopra lecture than to watch the president talk about what was going on with the climate change and the Islamic State. And I was when I read through this stuff last night, when I came on, I didn't sleep very well last night. So I was looking at some of this stuff late in the evening, and I'm thinking to myself, how is it that we have become or allowed ourselves, and this is not necessarily criticism of him, this is just an acknowledgement of where we are. We're so simplistic in our thinking about stuff. And to try to correlate climate change to the problems in the Middle East, maybe if you go one step further and connect it to oil, which is part of the climate change problem, burning fossil fuels, and then our eagerness to have as much oil as we can put our hands on, maybe then you've got something.
And this is something he talked about the other day in an interview where he tried to connect the two.
Yeah. Play, what do you have audio-wise?
Last night he was talking about how we can't all turn against our Muslim neighbors.
Muslim leaders here and around the globe have to continue working with us to decisively and unequivocally reject the hateful ideology that groups like ISIL and Al-Qaeda promote. To speak out against not just acts of violence, but also those interpretations of Islam that are incompatible with the values of religious tolerance, mutual respect, and human dignity. But just as it is the responsibility of Muslims around the world to root out misguided ideas that lead to radicalization, it is the responsibility of all Americans, of every faith, to reject discrimination. It is our responsibility to reject religious tests on who we admit into this country. It's our responsibility to reject proposals that Muslim Americans should somehow be treated differently. Because when we travel down that road, we lose. That kind of divisiveness, that betrayal of our values, plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. Muslim Americans are our friends and our neighbors. our coworkers.
Can you just stop for a second?
Can you be able to whistle?
And yes.
Okay, his nose whistle is in every speech.
Yeah.
Why do
I never noticed that until now? If you can't hear it at home,
no,
yeah, we can hear it.
Every
pauses,
speech.
He can hear it.
Okay, he's got a whistle in his
nose.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
One step further on this, if I may, in terms of thinking it through and how it is, his words. Are words that we wouldn't, to this point, argue with. I think we do have a society that has welcomed in minorities, and we have had them become part of the mainstream life of America. We claim that we're a Judeo-Christian country. Okay, well, we weren't always. We didn't get formed as a Judeo-Christian country by any stretch of the imagination. If you look at the history of religion in England and why the original settlers came here, it had to do with what we now refer to as Christianity, the Catholic Church, the Church of England, that sort of thing. And there were no Jews around anywhere. You know,
well, there weren't. I mean, we were founded, though. I mean, we were founded on Judeo-Christian ideology.
The
Judeo-Christian, I would take you to task on that.
I will take me to task. There were no Jews around in the boat that came over with all those people.
Let me finish. We were founded on Christian ideals, okay? But the country was set up with the separation of church and state, because in England, the king was forcing everybody to do everything a certain way, and
nobody's
we came here for
that.
Freedom.
Nobody's
so,
questioning that.
I mean, there was an element of Christianity to the founding
nobody's
of the
nobody's questioning that. That's basically okay. What I'm saying. You're okay. Agreeing with me. Good. But my point here is that the acclimation of Jewish thinking, the Jewish tradition, came about as a result of our policy of letting a lot of people in before Ellis Island, through Ellis Island, who had Jewish history and tradition. And because of the prominence of the kinds of work that they did and their work ethic and their working to get to become a part of society, they did. And I don't know what the future is for Islam in America. I know that the numbers of people who are worshiping in mosques around the country is increasing, and in some geographic areas of the country, increasing rapidly. Is it because there are converts, or is it because there are people who are coming here who believe in that life, in that message? I think maybe it's a combination of both. I know not a lot, but several people who come from white Anglo-Saxon Protestant backgrounds who have converted to the Muslim faith. And it was before all the hoopla began, I will tell you that. I don't know how many people are converting. Maybe there still are a lot of people who are converting. Depends on where you live and which
listening. The challenge in this time, though, will be to figure out who is here with bad intentions without infringing upon people's rights. And that's going to be the toughest challenge of our time, I think. And really, I mean, I think the greatest place to start, if it were my world, if it were Jennifer's world, is the Muslims that practice Sharia law, there's just not a way for people that practice Sharia law to be assimilated into Western culture. It just doesn't happen.
I don't know that I disagree. I don't have a disagreement with that. That's part of what, but you get into the roots of people in the back. It's kind of like trying to figure out whether somebody's a Presbyterian or a Methodist or a Lutheran or an Episcopalian. I mean, you're getting down into the weeds here with that. And so if all the people that are coming here from Syria, first of all, sadly, I don't agree with the policy. Maybe some people don't think it's sad. I don't think we should let any of these people here, Frank. I don't see any reason for it at the moment. First of all, if we fix the problems, they don't have to come. But we're not. It's like this. Everything is compounded and made more complex by our lack of action here.
Why do we have to have an open border? Why can't it be like when you go to a bar at night? And the bar is full.
I know, Richie, but you can tell.
No, no, no. And the bar is full, and you have to wait for three people to come out before three people can go in.
Yeah.
Right.
Why is our policy, no matter what, we just let 15,000, 60,000 people
the point
a
I'm
month
making.
In?
What do we do that exactly?
Because that's comes what it up says on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, it doesn't give you a number, Kenny.
It's supposed to be a beacon of hope.
But it doesn't
hope,
give
it's
you a limit either.
Well, but why should we
turn the faucet off, though?
Reality is changing how this stuff gets handled.
And truly, these people don't even want to come here. They want to stay in in their homes. I mean, there's been new surveys out. Pew did a survey or somebody just last week. I'll have to look and find my source. But somebody did a survey that said these guys don't want to go far from home. The UN regulations say that they should be settled in some place closer to home.
Right, you want to throw money. They come here, they send the money back home to the rest of their family. Right. They send the money back home.
Do you know how much money we're going to pay bringing people here? We could spend less money and help more people if we just sent the money to settle them in Saudi Arabia.
It's like shoulda, woulda, coulda time. We should have fixed the problem a long time ago. But here's what I wanted, in addition to what the president just said, I wanted to sort of gingerly get into what the Attorney General said, because this is more troubling. The Attorney General's name is Loretta Lynch.
Take a breath. Hold on.
She spoke at the Muslim Advocates 10th anniversary dinner this past week. She expressed her concern over the danger that Muslims in America may face a lot of problems after the terrorist attacks.
But she said that is our greatest problem.
Well, I didn't get there yet, Jennifer. Let me get to that, if you will. The problem, yes, is, well, I mean, Jennifer basically just took the steam out of what I was going to say. I was going to get into it a little differently, but that's the bottom line, that it is the biggest problem, and of course it's not. But the focus, there's so much. Here's what is unsettling for many. And this is why religion is everybody's enemy, frankly, in this circumstance, because we're being divided by people who have divided loyalties. I mean, why are we spending so much time talking about any religion? There's supposed to be a separation of religion and how the country is run. So the fact that we're focused on this so much, and the messages from the people who run the country are aimed at the Muslim community and not the entire American community, is upsetting to me. It should not be about religion, but yet it is. And why is that? Is the question. It's a good question that a lot of people are asking, and it brings back to the surface, like it or not, the questions about what the real philosophy, the real spiritual philosophy is of the president and some of the people that are in his administration. He does nothing but bring that back at a time when the president ought to be healing wounds. And that's, you could say, well, that's what he was trying to do with his speech. But the undercurrent, the undertow from not only what he said heretofore, but other people in his administration is very troubling to me. Anyway, at a time,
it's fear.
It is. It's just all about fear, Kenny. It's just fear.
It is, because there's such a small percentage of Muslims that are involved in ISIS at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same.
And now we don't know unless you really think about it. Yeah, right.
It's the same as if we rounded up all the Christians because the Klan, the KKK, lynched someone.
Yeah, right, that's a great analogy. No, that's a great analogy, actually.
Well, the KKK, I'm okay with.
In 2008, one in seven Muslims believe, and this is Pew. This is truly not a political
in America thing. Or in the world?
One in seven Muslims in the world, not in America. One in seven Muslims in the world believe that suicide bombings can be justified.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's a different school of thought. Those are pretty
high numbers. But so then we get to the solution, and that's really what I'm interested
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And what is it?
What is the solution? And I don't know that we're working toward finding a solution. I often wonder what would happen if Joe Biden were president. I really do.
At this point, WWJD, what would Joe do?
Yeah, if I could go back in time, I'd pull the hammer for Joe.
There you go. All right, 20 minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Thank you. With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three in the living room. Yeah, I'm gonna feel only.
It's Christmas, the Three Songs Christmas Contest, or the Christmas We Three Songs Contest. That's the modifier that
We Three Songs,
place.
I like that.
We Three Songs of Good Day are setting tones from near and far. Field and fountain, cows and horses. Following you.
Oh, I almost hit the button there. Hello.
Christmas. Hi, 24 past the hour. We're going to play three Christmas songs, or as they refer to it in my neck of the woods, Xmas songs. Different. Does that offend people?
Yeah,
I think it does.
I go out of my way not to type Xmas.
Yeah, anyway.
Why?
Xmas? I keep the Christ in Christmas, man.
I think right. That there,
but the X stands for
the X stands for Christ.
Thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's the it's the cross turned sideways.
Right.
Right. Anyway.
Sure.
So we'll figure that out in the next life. Meanwhile, back at the Christmas song contest, three songs, artists that are not connected, or are they? Let's listen to these three songs. You figure it out. 888-302-3684, and you're going to be. What do you get if you win today, Richie?
You get a HP gift pack with printable picture posts. Picture posts. So you can just print out pictures that have a sticky back and you can put them on the refrigerator or your locker or whatever it is. And then they also have, remember those old photo booths that you used to go in and you get the four pictures?
Yes.
They also have those. You can print four of those out. So it's a lot of fun.
Like people when they go in, they look all scared when their picture was there.
And you qualify to win an HP Wi-Fi printer on Friday.
All right, here's first tune. It's Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas.
Driving in my car. Driving home for Christmas.
Chris Rea is a pretty well-known English recording artist. Top 10 hit in 1986, this song, in a lot of countries outside the United States. It has popped up on the charts in all of these countries almost every year. How's it doing when it comes to your website and the Sounds of Christmas website, Kenny? How does this show up there?
It's not in the top 10, at least not today, but it does very well
does
every
well.
Year.
Yeah, good. Okay, so Driving Home for Christmas is the first of our three songs. Second one is from the cast of Nashville. Celebrate Me Home is like Beam Me Up, Scotty.
Please celebrate me home.
Bring me home.
Give me a number.
From the TV show Nashville. That's pretty good, actually. Some people have said this show is good. I've never seen it. Anybody
awesome.
Seen it? You like it?
Love it. Yeah.
From,
and the music is really good, by the way.
Is it? Okay. Song written and originally performed by Kenny Loggins, covered by a lot of different artists. Lady Antebellum, River Band, Leanne Rimes, this year has done a version of Celebrate Me Home.
Do they make a big effort, Jennifer and Ken, to take the songs from the show and make them popular songs?
In fact, the guys actually, the people from the show actually go on tour during the summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Great idea.
Third song, here, we better get at it, is Kelly Clarkson, I'll Be Home for Christmas. So, what do these songs have in think about the title. Driving Home for Christmas, Celebrate Me Home, I'll Be Home for Christmas, hello.
Huh.
888. Yeah, gee, I wonder.
That's great.
You got 30 seconds. 888-302-3684 to win that HP, the Hewlett-Packard prize package that Richie has talked about. What do these songs have in common? Let us start with a conversation that Roger would like to share with us. We'll make this quick. Roger, what do you think these songs have in common?
I think they're all about home.
All about home, and to go one step further, what about home?
Oh, man.
James, what do you think the songs have in common?
Going home for Christmas.
Going home for
Yay.
Christmas. That is correct, sir. So you will win this Hewlett-Packard prize package that Richie described. Congratulations. Merry Christmas to you. I hope you get home for Christmas. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
If
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way, there's no possessiveness. And very often, there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way, you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times, friends come over, and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way, when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 68 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books for 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Reminding me of yesterday. Let's bring everybody up and into what's going on in the world. Monday, December the 7th. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli here on the Good Day program with lots of vigor and vitality. Rich McFadden is celebrating the fact that his pal Budweiser got arrested for trespassing at a Budweiser brewery.
Well, he should be.
Yeah. Probably.
Poor Bud.
Yes, poor Bud. Sad, but true.
Bud should be arrested for trespassing in any bar that he goes into.
Imagine being named Budweiser. How do you live your life?
You just want to really hate your parents.
Budweiser.
Yeah, how cool was for his parents?
No, I'm thinking his dad was pretty much, I can picture his dad. Just close my eyes and I can see his father right there.
And I'm right on the couch there.
Yep.
And of course, they're relatives from the north, the Snowmiser family.
Right.
All right. So we have our motivational thought of the day first to consider here. You're going to come across people in your life who will say all the right words at all the right times, but in the end, it's always their actions that you should judge
them
by. Because actions, as we know, speak louder than words, for sure. What's the old sticks and stones will break my bones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Quote of the day comes from Ryan Gosling. That she's Eva Mendes is the quote. What he looks for in a woman seems achievable. Eva Mendes is his idea of the perfect woman. Kenny, what's your idea? I'm going to guess that Lisa is the single word answer to that question.
And if it's not, you should probably just say it anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, okay.
Smart, yeah.
There you go. And Richie, would you say that the single word answer to your question?
Absolutely. I mean, hey, we all get to date and kind of see what else is out there. And, you know, there are some who didn't like me and there are some like them. There's more who didn't like me. Than, right.
Nah.
But you know what? I always tell people, some people think the grass is greener on the other side.
Mm.
And let me tell you something. My wife is an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
Through all of her faults and everything, she has all of the things that I love.
Good.
And
how do you have the adult conversation when it comes to faults? or things you don't agree on, or things that just come up that
but need to be resolved.
You know what? Her faults are...
Not even your faults.
I don't care. They're nothing that is so big deal.
They're not overpowering as the rest of the good stuff. Yeah.
And that all of the traits that she has that are great are something I cannot find in anybody else.
There you go.
The collective.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. I will not ask either Jennifer or Roberta the answer to that question, because I know what Roberta's answer is, and Jennifer doesn't have somebody, so we move on to our thought.
Rude.
You know what? I'm standing up. Tom's a great guy. I love Tom.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean, I'm not saying Tom's not a great guy.
Oh, I'd Roberta just take shots at
him. Saying, well,
you
but
take, it's... Roberta wouldn't.
Yeah, no. She would just keep quiet,
I
which
just
is
keep
the
quiet.
Appropriate thing to do. Thought of the day today from Johnny Bench, one of the great Cincinnati Reds players, in my opinion. The Cincinnati Reds have had a fun story past that team has had. Of all of the great teams in baseball, certainly the Red Sox and the Yankees have had great stories. The Dodgers have had great stories, but so certainly
the Nationals,
the Reds. Anyway, Bench, what? Bench said, even I would object to that, Richie. Johnny Bench said, you have to be the one setting your own goals if you're trying to achieve those goals. Think about that. You have to be the one who, somebody says, for example, your boss says to you, we got to have 4 new stations this week, Richie. But
that
you
sounds
didn't.
Like a familiar reply.
Yeah, never heard that before.
Let's say, let's play out the what-if scenario.
Yeah, right. So
only
but
4?
I'm telling you to do it, but you didn't set that goal. I did. So there's, I think in this day and age that we live in, we need more collaboration. And I don't say this, you know, the old school is the boss is the boss and it's my money and I do it the way I want to do it and yada, yada, yada. Okay, so that holds water to a point. But the reality of how the world is today is that you are better suited to find people that you can work with who are collaborators who help you. For example, Kenny and I will have conversations about mm-hmm. things, and we may agree or we may disagree. At the end, I more often than not try to convince him that what I would like to do is doable versus saying, okay, screw it, do it or else. That, I mean, I used to be like that, and look at how well it worked for me. It just, you know, it doesn't work. And by the way, I would say the same thing holds with personal relationships. Now that I'm into that zone, really. Don't you all think that that's the case? If we hold the goal that you have for having a loving relationship, I'll go back to what Kenny and Richie just said about their relationships. The thing that you want to accomplish as a partnership, the things that you discuss and the things that you agree on are the things where you put your effort, right? Isn't that how you do it mm-hmm. in order to be successful? I would say that even if Roberta, and again, I'm not trying to single Jennifer out. I mean, I can see it in my own life, frankly, how much better it is, whether you apply that rule or that idea to individual relationships, your husband, your wife, your loved one, or to the people that you work with. It's so hard. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who are yelling at the radio right now or shaking their head. Oh, how can you say that if it's you? I just think that you get further because that's the way people are schooled today. They expect to be brought in. And it almost in some circumstances is more important than money. More depending on the age of the person that we're talking to. Jennifer, you have a lot of employees at you and your father's company in Los Angeles, the CRN Digital facility that you and your dad run there. Mm-hmm. Don't you find it's better? And the reason I ask you is because what I see in the operation there is people coming to you. We were actually talking about this. Your ears were burning maybe last night. Uh-oh. Meredith and I were talking about you at dinner. And how it is that you work all of the things that you do. You get up early in the morning to be on this program, and you run the business, and then you do the local radio program in Los Angeles. You're a hard worker. You're a smart person. You have this wonderful air about you. When you walk into a room, people are happy. So do you use that motivational skill that you have to get people to do the things that you really want to do that they may not want to do at work?
Yeah. I mean, I always try to present things in a positive way. I mean, sometimes, and it actually has a lot of meaning, when I get frustrated and just do it, it actually has a lot more power because that's not
so
typically
rarely.
Part of my personality. Right. And so then people know I'm serious when I lose it.
You know,
I remember that. Yes, Richie.
Well, you're talking about relationships and finding people. Saturday Night Live actually did a skit on this this past weekend.
Did they?
They did a commercial, a parody commercial for these dating sites called Settle.
Really funny. So why can't I meet the right guy? I've tried all the online dating apps like Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com, but I want to get married now. That's why I joined the new online dating app, Settle. There's nothing wrong with the men on Settle. They're just normal guys with characteristics I am now willing to overlook. I already bought my wedding dress, so I just needed a groom. I joined Settle and went on tons of okay dates. That's how I met my Henry. He may drive a smart car, but he's a manager at Petco and even has a 401k. We're getting married in April, which is before my sister.
Settle is misleading like those other dating apps. It's honest. For example, men are only allowed to upload their passport photos or ones of them pretending to hold the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That way we can't focus on their looks.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I don't have a car.
Whatever.
And they're guaranteed a date because Settle won't allow us to swipe left.
All right.
Because remember, it's not giving up, it's settling up.
Settling up.
Was that from last night or the night
this weekend?
Yeah. All right. That's there's nothing wrong with looking at it that way, I guess. But at the end of the day, you got to really know where you're going to and where you've come from. And Roberto, you haven't heard me talking about being at the Deepak Chopra last night. He had a lecture in Boston that we went to. Mm-hmm. And it has affected my thinking in a lot of different areas as you think through some of the things. I've read certainly a lot of stuff that he's been responsible for and find that many of the things that he focuses on are to my liking. Mm-hmm. But the way he spent 2 hours having us understand what the genetic makeup was of all of us, the DNA that we're all made from is not just our parental DNA. It goes back through the history of mankind. And that we actually have DNA memory, things that were fascinating.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God, fascinating stuff. And when
there's only, how many, 8 strains, I think, in the entire world that we all came from?
That we all came from. Yep.
Yep.
And when you think about how it is that we, and I use this, we're talking a little bit about human relations here, work relations, romantic relationships, but the same thing applies to these fights that we have with people like Daesh and Al Qaeda and others that we're pushing around or they're pushing us around, and getting to the real root. It's so simplistic that in the news. Media certainly is helping us to simplify things, not in a positive way, but you get right down to the fact that if you look at the trending stories at DougStephan.com today, the president says, we will destroy them. No, we're not. We're not going to ever destroy them until we get to the root of what their thinking is.
Mm-hmm.
You can blow them all up. I've said this 100 times. Let's kill them all. But you're not going to. You're not going to kill the idea. Until you change the reality of how people think and what's going on, you can kill every one of them, and tomorrow there's another one who'll show up.
Well, you got to think of it this way: it's the Muslim version of the Crusades.
But it goes deeper even than that. Go back to that's why I brought up the DNA stuff. But we always there's something in our DNA that's aggressive, and whether we can actually overcome that. With the sort of thinking that Deepak Chopra has that is gaining so much momentum. I'm telling you, there is so much. And this is how, whether it was synchronicity or not, that I came up with this a week ago today, trying when I look at all of this stuff to see what the real thing is. I didn't know what Deepak Chopra was going to talk about, but he sort of played into what I was saying on the air about us trying to find a solution that hasn't got its roots in bombs and guns. Because you got to stop these people somehow or other. You have to destroy what's going on with these people because otherwise they will destroy the planet. They will destroy humanity. They won't destroy the planet. The planet will purge itself of us as human beings. It'll purge itself and it'll clean itself up like it did 65 million years ago. I mean, when you think about the fact that the if you believe in the Big Bang Theory, 15, 18 billion years ago, whatever it was, when the world exploded on the scene, and what's happened to the building of planets and the fact that our DNA comes from carbon that may have been, that is the same carbon as exists in planets that are 100 million light years away from us. That's how much connectivity there is in the universe.
Of course, we're not isolated.
No,
here.
But you know, you think we're the only ones that have these problems. Like, we're the only ones that have problems with our wives, loved ones, or husbands, or whatever. No.
It's a failure to see the universal picture.
It is. You're
not
right about that.
Even the global
picture.
Very serious. It's the universal picture.
All right, Jennifer Horn has the television update in a moment or so for us here on Good Day.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, Jen. I get to work here, 48 past the hour on Good Day. 11 million viewers for the live production of The Wiz. How does that stack up against the other live shows they've done on NBC at this time of year, the last couple of years?
It's the best one so far.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Which pretty impressive. I mean, and I think a lot of people tuned into this one, and even though reviews weren't 100% positive.
So we have a little technical jazz on, so I'll have you. Yeah, all right. So to get to the bottom line of what Jennifer's trying to tell us in a word, the Wiz cast was something that appealed to people. Interestingly, and I don't know why, I watched it for a little while and I didn't like it. I didn't find myself engaged.
A lot of people panned it, but I think that it was still the best one that they've done of the three.
The results speak for themselves.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Hey, tonight on TV, if you want to tune in, The Voice is getting down to the wire, so you want to check that out on NBC at 8 o'clock. Supergirl also on CBS getting ready for its fall finale.
Ooh, my cousin's in that one.
Is this the first year that we've had? This is the first time I can remember the fall finale. The season ends in the fall, and then it starts again.
The mid-season finale, yeah.
Right. It happened.
Theirs. Yep.
People are just onto it, but yeah, it definitely happens. And then Major Crimes on TNT.
No, I understand it happens, but have we called it the fall finale? Have the television networks called it the fall finale in the past?
It's called the mid-season finale, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what else, Jen?
All right, so we have to have a little fun here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had their baby over the weekend, and Ellen DeGeneres decided that she would help out Kim and Kanye name their kid.
Really?
So she's come up with the top four names that would be the name for Kim's boy. Now, keep in mind, their last name is West. So we have number one, Head.
Young man.
Go ahead.
Number two would be Wild or Wild Wild.
I like that one.
Three would be Tito. Four, Eat Meat.
Good job.
Love it.
My God, that's funny. All right.
Twitter is suggesting Easton for the Kanye and Kim baby.
51 after.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now it's noteworthy time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, to discuss some of the medical news of the week, research that's being done here, there, and everywhere. One of the things that is one of my pet peeves, Ken, is television watching, and usually my focus is on the youngsters who are not to be exposed to computer screens, television screens until they're about three. So I'm trying to figure out whether this the report here goes back to the effects of being exposed to TV when you're younger. Does it not show up until you're middle-aged?
Well, it's especially acute at middle age. This comes out of JAMA Psychiatry version this week, Doug. Young adults who watch tons of TV and spend more time on a couch than at the gym may end up paying for it with diminished mental performance in middle age. Low levels of physical activity and high TV watching in young adulthood are associated with worse mental function in middle age.
All right, so Richie, you're becoming middle-aged now with your birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so maybe this is what's cutting into your brain.
Well, maybe.
Too much TV, too big, those screens, good God. All right, also brain news about how pot affects your brain.
It's not your father's pot. This is out of Psychological Medicine this week.
Smoking pot. I could never imagine my father smoking pot. Could you imagine your father?
Come absolutely on, not. Never in a million years. But smoking high-potency marijuana might damage nerve fibers, Doug, that connect the brain's two hemispheres. Frequent use of high-potency cannabis, you know, this wasn't around 10, 20 years ago, significantly affects the structure of white matter fibers in the brain. The more cannabis you smoke and the higher the potency, the worse the damage will be.
All right, a lot of brain news this week from the various sources. Here's a focus on blood flow after you get a concussion in your brain.
Doug, your crystal ball keeps working better and better. This comes out of the Radiological Society of North America annual meeting. Some athletes continue to have reduced blood flows to their brains after clinical recovery from a concussion, which shows the effects of concussion may last longer than doctors think. Recovery from a sports-related concussion is generally judged by symptoms as well as with mental and neurologic tests. However, new research reveals that athletes show significant decreases in blood flow after otherwise appearing to recover from the injury.
Wow. Okay. The fact, this is something that's been really all over the place this week. Dogs sniffing out cancer.
Animal Planet brought this to our attention. A dog's sense, Doug, of smell is about 1 million times greater than a human's, and sniffing out cancer may be the next big thing that we use our dogs for. By sniffing breath samples, dogs have had an amazing 88% success rate with breast cancer, 97% accuracy with lung cancer, and can detect colorectal cancer with 98% accuracy. Dogs are able to sniff out cancer due to their ability to pick up on volatile organic components, they're called VOCs, in the patient's breath. And scientists are hoping to identify and isolate the exact compounds dogs are detecting to create electronic cancer sniffing devices.
All right, Ken's a big fan of Neo 40 and the Super Beats products. You're a cardiologist. Why is this so? This has a major impact on people who have high blood pressure, right?
Absolutely. Nobel Prize winning research. You know, there's a third gas in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells need to deliver oxygen to your body. Well, the red blood cells, we've learned, also carry nitric oxide, and they spray the blood vessels like pressing the garage door opener before they can get in to deliver the oxygen. If you don't have enough nitric oxide in your body, your blood vessels won't relax, your blood pressure goes up, oxygen won't be delivered, so you'll be weak, tired, your whole body won't be working well, including your sexual function and your immune system. So you need the building blocks to make nitric oxide, the dietary nitrates, and the folks at Neo have figured out a way to granulate beets and put it into capsules or a teaspoon of granular material so you can get your dietary nitrates.
It's really amazing stuff. So if you have high blood pressure, you ought to call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He makes sure his patients are exposed to this information, and most of them are on either Neo 40 or Super Beats. Same product. Neo 40, as Ken explained, is an encapsulated teaspoon of the Super Beats. And when you put it in your mouth, it melts right away. It gets into your system right away, absorbed right away, so it can go to work and give you lots of energy. Then use the Super Beats powder in some water as a drink later in the day as a pick-me-up. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and their special offers. Ask them about that when you call 800-655-4183.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.